on the bottom of Nun Gimel on the base. Bruria Ashkachte Lahutal Midadavika Goris Blechisha. Bruria encountered a Talmud who was learning quietly, not verbalizing the words, Bachave, so she kicked him. Amrale Lokach Kosu Varucha Bechol Ushimura. The Pasuk says, the Gabi the Torah, that it's Arucha and Shmura. So, im Arucha baramach Evorim Shalcha, Mishtameris. If it enters into all 248 Evorim, then Shmura, then it'll be guarded and protected. The person won't forget it. Vimlaveinu Mishtameris. And the only way to do that is by saying it out, verbalizing it, makes more of an impression on a person, and it remains with him. Rashi, no Rashi. Tana, Talmud Echad Hayav Rebbe Lezer, Shoy Yishon the Balachash, that Rebbe Lezer had a Talmud who used to learn quietly, not verbally, and Lachar Gimel Shonim Shochat Talmudo. And after 3 years, he forgot his learning. This goes, the Svarim say, according to Rabbi Yossi, who says that a person has to try something out for 3 years, and if he doesn't see a Simon Bracha, then he's not going to see a Simon Bracha. Others hold 5 years. It's Gemara in Chulin. But in any case, so after 3 years, he forgot all his learning. Never really went in. Tana Talmud Echad Hayo Rebbe Lezer Shnischai Yisreifa Lamakom. So some say this was a different Talmud, and either he was Mora Halachol Vifnei Rabo, or he lived with his mother-in-law. Right? And he was only not only Nischai Yisreifa, he was Tam, he got Bolam Hazeh and Bolam Abba. But in any case, and others hold it was that same Talmud. The Talmud that forgot his learning in the time of Chazal, if you forgot your learning, you mischai benafsha. So he was mischai sreifa lamakom. Armru hanicholo. So in Shemayim, they said, leave him. Shadam gadol shimesh. Because he served a great person, Rebbe Lezer, so that's enough of a schus not to give him misa. Amrle shmuel rav Yehuda. Shinin up psach pumecha, kri psach pumecha toni. So rav Yehuda, Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, right, you're a sharp young person, open your mouth and learn Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. You see here that both Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh, a person has to learn by enunciating the words. Ki hechi detiskayim beich v'torecha chai. In order, first of all, that it'll be, it'll remain with you, you won't forget it, and you'll have a long life. Shenemer ki chayim heim lemotzoehim ulechol besoro marta. The Torah is chayim to those that find it ulechol besoro, and it's also a refuah for his entire body. Al tikre lemotzoehim, those who find it ela lemotzoehim bethe. It's chayim for those that say it out. So the Marsha says, where's the raya from here that you won't forget it? This is the raya that you'll have long life. So if you have long life, and because of that you'll forget the Torah, that long life isn't worth anything, because you'll be chayiv misa. So therefore, it have to go together. You have to have, if you have long life, and you won't forget the Torah, then it's a bracha. Omer le Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shinino, chatofa achol, chatofa ishtei. Grab and eat, and grab and drink. The alma dazlina mine ki luladami. The world that you're going to eventually leave, this world, is like a chasana. And it's only here for a short time. So Rashi, Torecha chai, shetarech yomim. Chatof echol, im yesh lecha mamon, lehenos atzmecha, al tamtin ad lemachar, shematamus v'shuv ein lecha hana. If you have what to enjoy in this world, do it now, because you may not have it tomorrow. And this is based on the idea in the Yerushalmi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this world for people to enjoy properly, and every single thing you can enjoy, you can get another Hakara in Chasdei Hashem. So take advantage. Don't put it off for tomorrow what you can enjoy today. Others learn that it means eat quickly so you have time to learn. And the Meiri says it's referring to Torah, could be mitzvahs too, that achol refers to what's called one kind of Torah, the halacha, and eshti is like agadata, or Torah and mitzvahs. Grab what you can in this world, because I always like to compare it to a smorgasbord. And here they don't have it there, but in America they had, that was like the ikar of the chasana. Right? But it's only for a certain, till the chuppah. Once the time came for the chuppah, you know, they start turning off the lights, and the waiters would come and take away all the things. So if you don't grab while it's there, you're going to miss it. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Omer le Rav Hamanuna.
B'ni, אם יש לך היטב לך, שאין בשאול תיינוג, ואין למובס יסמאמיה. He says, if you have what to enjoy in this world, enjoy it. Right? Because in the next world, you're not going to have these physical things, so you make use of it here in this world. And also, death doesn't tarry. It could happen any time, so don't push things off. V'im tomer aniach libonai, chok, then if you'll say, well, I want to leave it over for my children. B'sha'ol miyagid lecha b'nei ha'adam domim, miyagid lecha. Who's going to tell you what your children are going to get in the next world? Right? What's it going to bother you then if your children have, you don't have? And also, b'nei ha'adam domim le'isvei ha'sada. Halalu notzim v'halalu novlim. People are compared to grass. The grass doesn't depend on who planted it. It comes up by itself. And every grass has its own mazel. So therefore, don't worry about what's going to be with your children. Their mazel, they'll take care of themselves. They don't need you to leave over things for them. Different philosophy than today is understood. Okay, Rashi. Ki lula dami. Hayom yeshno lemacharinenu. Today it's here, tomorrow it's not. Doma lechupa sholeches mayer. It's like a chupa that goes by fast. Im yesh lecha mamon vein lemavis ismameya ikuv. Nothing holds back death. Ki pitom ha'adam meis. Person dies suddenly. Chok mazal. Miyagid lecha im nishar biyodim shema yavdu. Who's going to tell you that you leave over for your children? Maybe they'll let it pass through their hands quickly. Halalu notzim kolomer k'shen gedelin gedela parnasa son. When they grow up, they'll grow with their parnasa. Va'oshanimahem. They ain't chotzarich ligodalein. The Rebbe provides for everybody. Doesn't need you to provide for them by leaving over after you die. Va'halalu novlim mesim loshen v'heh lanovel. And by grass, these people die, and these people grow, and the grass doesn't grow because people plant it. It grows up by itself. Amr Yeshua ben Levi, Hamahalach b'derech ve'eini molavaya. Person's traveling; he doesn't have an escort. V'chatchilah should have an escort because it's dangerous to travel alone. But if b'di'evit you don't have one, yasot b'torah, then he should be osik b'torah in place of the escort. Shenemar ki levi aschein heim. The Torah itself is an escort for you; it protects you. Chosh b'rosho yasot b'torah. Person has a headache, he should learn Torah. He should be osik b'Torah. The Marsha says, it doesn't say yasot b'divrei Torah, even if you can't talk. You have such a bad headache, at least think about Torah, and it'll help. Shenamar ki levi aschein hein roshecha. The Torah is a charming accompaniment to your head. Chosh b'grono yasot b'Torah. Person has a sore throat, also osik b'Torah. Shenamar v'anokim legar roshecha. It's a chain, around your neck. Chosh b'meyav yasuk b'torah. You have a stomach ache, yosuk b'torah. Shenema rifos tila sorecha. It's a refuah for your flesh. Chosh b'atzmosav. You have problems with your bones, yasuk b'torah. Shenema v'shikui latzmosecha. It heals your bones too. Chosh b'chol gufo. You have pains over the whole body, yasuk b'torah. Shenema l'chol b'soro marpe. It heals everything. Marshoyas l'chori, not allowed to be Marapi b'divrei Torah. The Gemara, the Mishnah says, Alocha shalamaka. You have a maka and you say psukim on it. To heal it, you're ain luchelik lolam haba. Because the Rambam learns there, because you're using divrei Torah for healing. And that's awesome. So the Marsha says two answers. One is, that's only if you say special psukim. But if you're learning anyway, and you're bedafka learning what's going on, you have in mind also that it should be a refuah, that's okay. Or it's preventative. If you feel a headache coming on, learn Torah to keep it going from going away. That's okay. You're allowed to learn Torah to keep machlas, kula machlas, or sometimes lo asim alecha, right? That you're allowed to do. You can't learn Torah to take away machlas, but you can do it to prevent them from coming. Omer Rav Yehuda, Berebchia, Bo Re'esh, Lo Kaminis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Minis Bosav Adam. Minis Bosav Adam, Adam Nosin Sam L'Chaveru, L'Zeh Yofel, L'Zeh Kosher. Person gives another person medicine, so it has side effects. It's good for one thing, it's not good for other things. Avala Kodesh Baruch Hu, okay, Nosin Torah Yisrael, Sam Chaim L'chol Gufo. Gave the Torah, and the Torah is good for everything. Entire body. Shenamar L'chol B'soro Marta. Rashi. Yofel L'chol Yizeh, V'kosher L'chol Yizeh. Some medicines are good for this, but they have side effects, they're bad for something else. Yofel alevar alinayim. For instance, something's good for the heart, but it's bad for the eyes. Omer Avami, May dechsiv ki noim ki sishmerim bevitnecha, yikonu yachtov al svasecha. When is the Torah pleasant? When you keep it in your, you preserve it, you guard it in your stomach. And yikonu yachtov al svasecha. Then they're, what's it called, all together on your lips. Hemosai divri Torah ne'imim. When does the Torah remain pleasant? Bizman shetishmerim bevitnecha. When you guard them in your stomach. The Amos citation of it, meaning that you preserve, you remember them. You don't forget them. When do you remember them? When you enunciate them. Like we said before, if you say them out, they make an impression, you don't forget them quickly. Reb Zera Amar Mehacha, Simcha Le'ish B'man Epiv, V'Dover B'Ito Matov. Amos I Simcha Le'ish, when is a person happy? Bizman Shema'ana B'Fiv. When he says the Torah with his mouth, he'll be happy that he won't forget them. Lashon Acher, Emosai Simcha Le'ish B'man Epiv. When does a person have Simcha with what he says? Bizman Shedover B'Ito Matov. When he is involved in things in their proper time. Rashi. That they're guarded in your gut, meaning you don't forget them. You call nu yachad shat asol durna motziyam bepeh velo begimgum ulechisha. You don't whisper them, you say them clearly, and then you'll remember them. Emosai simcha bizman shiodea lidro shilchas chag bechad. When is there simcha for a person, and when he says, when he knows how to learn the proper things in the proper time. Dover acher, emosai simcha leish, emosai odem sameach b'tamudo, bizman sheyesh lo mana kishishol imenu dvar halacha. When he can answer properly, and the times that people ask him, then he has simcha with his learning. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Lehacha, same idea, ki korov eilecha adover ma'od, b'ficho bilvav cholasosa. Emosai korov eilecha, when is the Torah close to you? Bizman shebeficho bilvav cholasosa. When it's in your mouth and heart, You speak it out, then you'll remember it, and it'll be close to you. Rava Amar Mehacha, Taivas Libo Nasatalo, Va'aresh Esfaso Balmonato, Sela. Emosai Taivas Libo Nasatalo, when did you give the person what he desires, that he shouldn't forget the Torah? Bisman Sharesh Esfaso Balmonato, when he didn't hold back from enunciating the words. Sela, Rava Rami, Ksiv Taivas Libo Nasatalo, says you gave him what he wanted, Mashmi didn't have to ask for it. He didn't hold back what he said. Last week, he did have to ask for it. Zocha tayvus libo nasatalo. If you're zocha, the Rabban Shem answers you even before you say anything. And also, he gives you whatever you want, even if you don't mention it, even if you think about it. But lo zocha, if you're not zocha, vareshes svasa balmanata sela. Then he gives you what you ask for, only after you ask, and only what you ask, and not what you think. These words, Netzach, Sela, and Voed, mean eternally. Olamis, Ein Lo Hefzik Olamis. Netzach Deceiv, Kilo La Olam Ori, Velo La Netzach Ekzov, Sela, Ekzov. So it has a connotation of, not forever will I be angry. Sela Deceiv, Kasher Shomanu, Kein Reinu, Bishir Hashem Tzvokos, Bir Elokeinu, Elokim Yechonene, Ad Olam Sela. So you see that Sela means Ad Olam. Voed dechsiv Hashem Yimloch liolam voed. Rashi. Lo zocha tzorech lismak meku litztayr. If you're zocha, you get it as soon as you think about it. And if not, you have to daven for it, and you have to go through a lot of tzores. I think the Bach says lismameya, not lismak meku. You have to tarry, you have to wait until you can ask for it, and then get what you ask for. Kilola olam ori velo lenetzach etzov alma lenetzach loshen olam hi. Midasamech lei, right next to it it says, la olam lo ori, and lenetzach, so netzach means also la olam. Vechein ad olam sela, alma sela loshen la olam mashma. Okay, let's go on. Omer Abelazar, Maidah siva anokim legargaro secha, the Torah is like a chain around your neck. In mesim adam asmo ka'anok zeh, if a person makes himself like a chain that's loose on the neck, the nearer the anal nearer, sometimes you can see it, you pick up your neck, and sometimes you don't see it. Talmud miskayim biyodo. V'imla vein talmud miskayim biyodo. Then his Torah will be preserved, and if not, it won't be preserved. Rashi, sharaf letzaber, sheinu mitzumtzum bedochak. It's not put on with pressure. It's not tightly on their neck. It hangs on your neck, a necklace. Tzavi vatzaber, ele rafui berevach. It's loose. It hangs loosely on your neck. Kachu noim amurutz labrios. So too, when a person is flexible, and he's not a very strict person with other people, then his Torah will be preserved. The nira veino nira kimagbiat savar o nira mitach hazakana. When you pick up your head, you can see the necklace. Rov panim shesantero v'zkeinu mechasim also. When your head is down, you cover up the necklace. Kachim talmud chacham veino rodif lotzes v'lavo b'shuk eliyoshiv u'magzur al talmudim eskain biyado. So Rashi learns that nira veino nira means you're not running around in the shuk all the time. You're sitting at home most of the time, covered up, so you can learn. And sometimes you have to go out or whatever. So then you're Talmud and Miskai and Biyadah. Gomer of Elazar, my deceive, L'chayov karugas habosem, your cheeks are like arugas habosem, your jaws are like the arugas habosem, like the rows of plants of besamim. In Mesim Adamasmo karugazu shakol doshin ba, the kibosim zesha komis basim ba tamud miskai. Another thing that preserves your Torah, if you make yourself an onuf, where people can just walk over you, like they walk over these beds of besamim, and you're also like besamim, you teach other people Torah. The Torah spreads from you, like besamim, then your Torah will be preserved. Timla vein tamud miskai. Rambar Belazar, my deceive luchos evin. Right, the Torah is written on luchos evin. If you make your jaws like stone, zu sheino nimches, Rashi, shakol doshino so shein bogasus. He's a humble person. Shakol misbasmi menu shemalami Torah talmidim. He teaches other people. Keevin zeh sheino nimches. If they drisus ragli bnei adam, kach lechayav enam nili melazur alimudo ulalamid acher. Just like a stone doesn't get worn out. If your jaws constantly learn Torah, constantly speak in Torah, and they don't get worn out, your Torah is also in the sky. Vavra Blazer, Maidachsiv Chorus al Haluchos, right? The Torah was engraved on the Luchos. Ilmoli Lonishtabru Luchos Harishonos Lonishtachu Torah Israel. If the first Luchos had not been broken, then the Torah wouldn't have been forgotten, because the first Luchos were made by the Rabban Shalom and inscribed by the Rabban Shalom. And therefore, the Torah that they received directly from the Rabban Shalom never would have been forgotten. The second Luchos were made by Moshe Rabbeinu, and according to some, inscribed by Moshe. You know, it says, the Chasafti al HaLuchos, Shaila, who exactly wrote it. But Moshe for surely made the Luchos. And therefore, since they were man-made, the Torah was forgotten. Reb Shimon Shkop, in his Hakdama to Shari Yosher, says a different idea. He says that after they were chote with the eagle, so if the Torah wouldn't have been forgotten, then it would have been possible to be a Talmud Chacham without too much hard work. And since people were already on a lower Madrega, so there would have been people who would have learned Torah, because it was easy, and they wouldn't have represented what the Torah was. It would be a terrible Chil Hashem. So the Rosh made it that it's not easy to learn Torah, and you forget it. And that way, only the people who are really sincere are going to learn. And therefore, the people who learn will be the kind of people that represent the Torah. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar, Ein Kol Uba V'Loshen Sholetes Bohen. If the first luchos weren't broken, they didn't serve the ego, then no nation could ever have any power over us. Shenemar chorus, al tikra chorus al echerus. We would have been free from the shibud of all the nations of the world. Amar of Masa might receive when midbar matana. Pasuk says that from midbar you get to matana. In Meshim Adam Asmo ka midbar ze. Shakol doshin bo, tamudu maskayim biyodam. Person makes himself humble, the people can walk over him. Right, then his Torah will be preserved. Right, the Torah goes always to the low point, to people who are modest. And if not, the Torah will not be preserved. So, midbar, if you make yourself like a midbar, the Torah will be given to you like a matana. Rav Abed Rav Yosef Bar Chama, Havi Le Milsa Le Rav Yosef Bahadeh. What's it called? Rava, the son of Rav Yosef Bar Chama, incurred the anger of Rav Yosef. Kimoti malayuma de kipure, and they weren't living together. So Rav Yosef got angry at him for something, and Erev Yom Kippur, Omer Ezel Vafaisi. So I'll go and be Mafayas him, maybe he's ready to forgive me for what he was angry at. Ozel Ashkeche Lashamye, to Kamozigle Kosa. So he saw the Yeser Shamas to pour him a cup of wine and to dilute it. Omer Le Havli Vamazge. I know, I'll do it. This Rava had a very special way of diluting wine. He did it perfectly. So he wanted to see if Rav Yosef would remember that it was him. And the simon was that if he'd remember it, means that he's on his mind. Right? He didn't push him out of his mind because he doesn't want to think about it. Somebody you don't want to think about, that you're upset with, you just push out of your mind. So if he'll remember, that means that he's not so mad at me. Yoiv le mazge, so he gave to him and he diluted it, kinetame, just like he used to do for Rav Yosef before. Omar domi hai maziga, le maziga the rubber brain of Yosef Barchava. Yosef was blind, so he said, this wine tastes exactly like when Rava, the son of Yosef Barchava, used to serve me. He used to make wine like this. This, whoever did this, did it just like him. So you see that he was on his mind. Omar le anohu, he said, that's me. So he wanted to show him his chiba. He said, look, don't sit down till you explain to me these following psukim. My deceiv, umi midbar matona, umi matona nachliel, umi nachliel bomos, umi bomos hagai. These are all psukim in chukas. So what does all this mean? So Omerlei, so he explained to him, other mesim atzmok, umi midbar zesha, kol doshim bo torah nitm lo matona. Some say that Rav Yosef wanted a hint to Rava that the reason he got angry at him is partially because he was too much of a balgaiva. So he wanted him to tell him the pshat and the psukim, and that way get the hint that these psukim tell you how not to get me angry again. If a person makes himself like a midbar, and as he's humble, then the Torah will be given to him matana. The kimin shenitlo matana nachlo keil. Once the Torah is given to him in matana, then his nachla is the Rabbanu Shalom. Shener matana nachliya. The kimen shenachlo kale ola legdula. Once the Torah becomes part of him, he rises to greatness from that. Shenemar uminachliya bamos, goes up high. The megisli bo, but if he then makes himself a big shot, then Hakadosh Baruch Hu mashpilo. Then the Rabbanu Shalom will throw him down again. Shenemar mi bamos hagai. Din chozer bo, and even afterwards, if he has harata, he can be reinstated. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Magbiyo. The Rosh Hashanah will lift him up again. Shenemar kol gei yinosei. Rashi. Al haluchos. Lo nishtacha. Cherus mash mechokuk. Chorus mash mechokuk. It's engraved. Ve'eno nimchak. Lo'olam. It can never be erased. Al yidei haluchos ha'isa Torah chakuk al Yisrael. Through the luchos, the Torah would have been engraved in the hearts of the Jewish people. It never would have been forgotten. Al haluchos, mishvil haluchos, hayu b'nei Yisrael b'nei chori. Because of the luchos, Klal Yisrael would have been free from the nations of the world. Mimidbar matana, im kemidbar hu Torah nesunalo matana lo yishka. If he makes himself like a midbar, the Torah will give him to him matana, he won't forget it. Nilsakas, so Rav Yosef was angry at Rava. Amar Rava Ezel Efaisil Rav Yosef. Mazik B'mayim. So he diluted the wine for him. Rav Yosef Sagi Norhavi. Rav Yosef was blind. Velohavi Ro'ehu. He couldn't see him. The Hikr B'tamayayin Shum Mazgol. If he show you Makar Rav Yosef B'mazgol, show Rava Mitchila, show you Boki Litin Mayim B'mida. Yosef couldn't see who Rava was, but he recognized him from the way that he diluted the wine. Kol Geyinasi Afal Gavdalav Gabi Hani Kroik. Even though this pasuk is not a continuation of the psukim before, Darshile Demishabali De Gay Shahushpa, the person who was pushed down because he became too much of a big shot, Choser Misnasi, the Rabban Shalom will lift him up too. Okay, what? Omer Avuna, my deceiv, Chayoscha Yeshuba. Tachin betovascha la ani Elohim. That's the pasuk. Let's see what it says here. Chayoscha yashvuba. Tavin betovascha la ani Elohim. Tachin betovascha ani Elohim. So im other nation atzmo kechayizu shedoreses laochelas. So a person makes himself like a chayah that tears things apart and eats. In other words, Rashi says he's not makbid on how he eats. Shedoreses laochelas miyad lacher harigasa sheino makbid al tanugim ela ochel baser below tavlin the chen shari nugim. He eats to eat and finished.
So if you're willing to rush through your eating and get back to learning, then the Torah will be miskayim. Dikedi amrei shemistarachas bocheles. Rashi betit the chachaya eats the food is all dirty. It's in the ground. Doesn't clean it off first. Put it on a plate. Eats it on the ground. He's not makpid, it's not cooked completely, it's not exactly the spice the way that he wants, just eats it and finishes. We're not talking about eating. The first shot is, a Talmud Chacham was not so finicky that he dafke eats like this, eats like that, he eats whatever he gets and he eats it up quickly and finishes. So his Torah is, or it's talking about Torah itself. The eating over here is Torah. That just like a chaya immediately kills the animal and eats it, he too also. Immediately learns, he chazered it over again. Masrachas menavalas mo divrei Torah. Talking about the Torah itself. He's willing to humiliate himself over Torah. The Lashon Zed Nira Be'enai, Lefishimatsina B'chol Hashah, Shederach Talmidei Chacham Lahakbir HaMacholin. Talmud Chacham has to eat in a respectable way. Can't just grab and what's it called, eat quickly, and he has to be makpid, he eats good food or whatever. We find it throughout Shas, those in Yonim. Derech Gedula, the Kavod, he has to eat in a respectable way. V'alba Mosheim Nechsiv, Masana Yavu Mavs, he has to dress respectably too. So the second pshat, Rashi says, I like better. And the Marsha says that the first pshat is also okay, because Enochanami, the Kavana, a person has to eat properly and be makbid that he's eating respectfully or whatever. But sometimes a Talmid Chacham is so involved in his learning that not because b'kavana, shalom b'kavana, he just takes things to eat, you know, what's it called, whatever's there, because Torah, Avas Hashem has to be like a meshugana, right? Ava mekalkelus sashura. You lose yourself. You're so involved with the love of the learning that you don't think about other things. You're not doing it b'kavana, you're doing it because you're not thinking. You're thinking only about this.
And if a person does that, and he is like a chaya when it comes to eating up the Torah, Rashi's second shot, right? Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu also lo suda b'yatzma. The Rosh Hashanah will personally make him a suda. Shenemar tochin b'tovas ko lo'ani Elohim. There's a comma after lo'ani. The Rosh Hashanah himself will prepare the suda for you. Omer Abchia Barabba or Rabbi Yochanan might have seen notzer te'ena yochel piri. A person who makes the fig tree. He'll eat the fruit. Te'ena over here is not the fig. It's the fig tree, Rashi says. Te'ena... Te'ena is the ilan, is the tree. So the person who plants the tree, he'll eat the fruit. Why is Torah compared to a fig? By the fig tree, they don't all ripen at the same time. So whenever you're there, there's always figs on the tree. After Divrei Torah, calls man shalom hogibo and motzi bentan. So to Torah, whenever you learn it, you find new ideas that you didn't realize before. She calls man shemeshamish ben motzi b'teinim, she'im ispashal v'asachas, they don't ripen at the same time. Elayoma atl mochama, today some and tomorrow some, v'chol shor roi lechol mehem, you always can find figs on the tree to eat.